I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Modern piracy has recently been in the news with various attacks on yachts, commercial vessels, and the attack on the Maersk Alabama in the waters off East Africa. Many of the pirates are based in Somalia, a failed state where poverty is a strong motivator for the risks involved. The taking of ships for ransom has been successful enough over the past decade to create a growing industry and a dramatic increase in attacks, for example, in the Gulf of Aden, where between January and March 2009, nearly 100 pirate attacks were reported, 27 of which were successful. As if these small-scale attacks weren't enough, an additional threat of alliances between pirate and terrorist groups has emerged. Various news agencies have received audio tapes from purported Al-Qaeda operatives expressing solidarity with their Somalian brothers and encouraging the attacks as a manifestation of jihadist warfare against the West. There are reports of training camps, supplies of more effective weapons, and sharing of ransom payments amongst the pirates groups and known terrorist organizations. One incident offers some evidence of this phenomenon: the attack on Seabourn Spirit, a cruise ship carrying American, British, and Australian tourists rounding the Horn of Africa, by two speedboats armed with machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades, three of which apparently struck the ship before the attackers were repelled by the ship's crew. There's a very real fear that the pirates' arsenal will be augmented by additional, more powerful weaponry. In many cases, the pirates are well aware of ships' itineraries, cargoes, and defenses. Information provided by informants in the London maritime industry and dockside workers along the shipping routes. These observers may also pass along about individual ships' protection measures. These tools include unobstructive 300. These observers may also pass along information about any individual ship's protection measures. These tools include unobstructive 360-degree radar, infrared cameras for night vision, acoustic devices, alarms, floodlights, and electrical fences rigged at the most vulnerable boarding opportunities. Additional non-lethal devices include remote-controlled fire hoses, slime on the decks to make walking treacherous, dazzler laser guns, millimeter wave electronic. Additional non-lethal devices include remote-controlled fire hoses, slime on the decks to make walking treacherous, dazzler laser guns, millimeter wave electromagnetic energy, armed unmanned surface vessels, nets to entangle outboard engines, and distraction devices to include repugnant smell, loud noise, and spotlights. Crew may now be armed. Maneuvers are planned, and many naval vessels from various countries are on patrol, and still these events continue. The International Chamber of Commerce, Commercial Crime Service, and the International Maritime Bureau maintains a complete up-to-date record of piracy events and suspicious vessel sightings at www.icc-ccs.org. Much criticism has been directed at ship owners for paying ransoms as a way of freeing captured crews and vulnerable cargoes. Insurance companies are also part of this equation, either by covering or not covering attacks at sea. Some have suggested more direct confrontation with pirates ashore against their bases, vessels, and villages. The tactical discussion is ongoing. Ship owners and maritime academies are ramping up their training with detailed curriculum. Bureaucrats are meeting in conferences to craft new policies and tactical responses. But what is missing, of course, is any strategy to address the root cause, the poverty resultant from the failed state, endemic corporate. Endemic corruption and lack of work, food, water, and basic human services in the countries that border the ocean passages that serve as essential conduits of trade for the developed world. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
Can you read just up to radar? Mm-hmm. These tools include unobstructed.
These observers. These tools include unobstructive 360-degree radar.
It sounded like you said unobstructive.
Unobstructive. These tools include unobstructive 360-degree radar, infrared cameras for night vision.
That's fine. Okay. And the attack on Seaborn Spirit.
Okay. Find it here. One incident offers some evidence of this phenomenon. The attack on Seaborn Spirit,